Chapter 35. After that, God said to Jacob, "Rise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to the true God, who appeared to you when you were running away from Esau your brother." Then Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him,
"Get rid of the foreign gods that are in your midst, and cleanse yourselves and change your garments, and let us rise and go up to Bethel. There I will make an altar to the true God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and who has been with me wherever I have gone."
So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had, and the earrings that were in their ears, and Jacob buried them under the big tree that was close to Shechem. When they traveled on, the terror of God struck the cities around them, so they did not chase after the sons of Jacob. Jacob eventually came to Luz, that is, Bethel, in the land of Canaan, he and all the people with him. There he built an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there the true God had revealed himself to him when he had run away from his brother. Later, Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died and was buried at the foot of Bethel under an oak. So he named it Allon Bacuth. God appeared to Jacob once again while he was coming from Paddan Aram and blessed him. God said to him, "Your name is Jacob. Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel will be your name." And he began to call him Israel. God further said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and become many. Nations and a congregation of nations will come from you, and kings will descend from you. As for the land that I have given to Abraham and to Isaac, to you I will give it, and to your offspring after you I will give the land." Then God went up from him at the place where he had spoken with him. So Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he had spoken with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering on it and poured oil on it. And Jacob continued to call the place where God had spoken with him Bethel. Then they pulled away from Bethel. And while they were still some distance from Ephrath, Rachel began to give birth, and her labor was very difficult. But while she was struggling to deliver the child, the midwife said to her,
"Do not be afraid, for you will have this son also."
Just as her life was slipping away, for she was dying, she named him Ben-Oni, but his father called him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. Jacob set up a pillar over her grave. It is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day. After that, Israel pulled away and pitched his tent a distance beyond the Tower of Eder. Once, while Israel was dwelling in that land, Reuben went and lay down with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard about it. So there were 12 sons of Jacob. The sons by Leah were Jacob's firstborn Reuben, then Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons by Rachel were Joseph and Benjamin. And the sons by Bilhah, Rachel's servant, were Dan and Naphtali. And the sons by Zilpah, Leah's servant, were Gad and Asher. These are Jacob's sons, who were born to him in Paddan Aram. Jacob eventually came to where his father Isaac was, at Mamre, to Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, where Abraham and also Isaac had resided as foreigners. Isaac lived to be 180 years old. Then Isaac breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people after a long and satisfying life, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him.